I appreciate the Lord this morning. Appreciate what he's done for us. We all have our, I call them mindful struggles, because we struggle more in our minds with ourselves than we do. I'll just say we make the struggle bigger in our mind. But I'm sitting there thinking a lot of times we might be watching a game or something other like that on TV, and before the game gets started, they say the starting quarterback might not be there and be able to do, and they'll bring in the backup. And me, as a fan, a lot of times, I automatically say, well, there goes that game. And not that I'm placing anybody way higher or way lower, but what I'm telling you is I need your prayers this morning to get over my own thoughts of what goes through my mind. And we've heard it here recently, and I've even said it too, that I've not got an enemy sitting out there at all. He's standing up here with me. So don't think I'm sitting here trying to blame nobody. I'm not. But as big as blocking that we've did for any of the other ones, I need it this morning. I know that I tell myself I'm the most unstylish preacher they are, because it just comes how it comes. And it don't make me no better, no worse. But I have come to a place where I've accepted myself for who I am and what I am. And just like you, just like anybody else that stood up here, and just like Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And like I said, it don't make me better than nobody, but it does make me have something better than what some people that don't have it has. But you know how strange I get sometimes. But anyway, we're just going to read, and we desire his prayers. I'll just go there. We're going to read in chapter 16 of Acts. But I do appreciate the church, and not only for now, I'm glad I've got some remembrances in my mind, in my heart, not only of our elders, but for what the church has meant to me. I've got some letters that I had wrote when my Mama Owens passed away. My Aunt Cynthia and Aunt Sheila gave me the letters that I wrote to her when I was in the Army. And like I said, it don't make me better. But I don't care if you're 1,000 miles away. There's something in you that belongs here. It will affect you there. And even if you're there, you still have a longing for this. Because I'm going to tell you this. You ain't going to get this everywhere out there. I ain't saying they ain't got good churches and good people, but they ain't got this everywhere. But in my letters, almost every one of them, there was a statement in there that I'd put to her, says, how's the church doing? How's the church doing? Because I needed yous. And she'd always tell me, it's going good. And that was an encouraging to me that they was still something that I could look forward to whenever I come home. I know I had the Lord in my heart, but it's just something different being here with the church. But we're going to read in chapter 16 of Acts, And let's see, we'll start with about verse 20. I'll start there and we'll read down a few. And says, Paul and Silas, they're in this town there. They're doing their job that God tells them to, and you know people ain't liking it too good. So it says, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. The keeper of the prison, on awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners have been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we all are here. Then he called for a light and sprang into in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him and the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same night, the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And that's what we feel like reading. That's, I know we could read more, but we're just going to read that. And as we was really thinking through the week, and like I said, you know how thoughts come, I guess. But there's an advertisement that comes on TV. You see a commercial come up. And in the commercial, the only thing that you really hear them say in the commercial is free, 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 free. Now, I'm not here advertising the commercial, but I want to advertise that the Lord can set you free, 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 free. No matter where you are. Paul and Silas, they may have had chains on their arms. They may have been locked down at their feet, but in their soul, they was the most free men in that place. The guard may have been in charge, but he was not free. He was having to answer to somebody. You might say, how do you know he wasn't free? Because he got scared enough to who he belonged to that he was about to take his own life. But the Bible said about midnight that Paul and Silas prayed and they began to sing, and I could just imagine them singing like this, saying, thank God I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been bought by the blood of Jesus and I've been born again. Thank God I am free. You might say, well, what does that have to do with it? It says about that time that the earth began to shake and the bonds of them fell off, and not only was their soul free, but they was free, totally free indeed. free, 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 free. And not only was they free, I believe when they brought the jailer back and he put them back in there, I believe he was singing on the way back, "Thank God I am free. My house is free because I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb." Sometimes we get ourselves bound in them situations. Not only there, but even in life itself, we get bound down and we become slaves to that which we are in. You might say, "Well, I don't know about that." There was a man named Legion one time. The Bible don't say how he got in his condition. But I'm going to say this. I believe his focus was somewhere else other than the Lord. And he wound up in a place that people was trying to lock him down, put chains on him. But you know what? The world will want to lock you down. But you know what God will do for you? Yeah. He'll free you up. Whenever he came back, the men came back, they started seeing him sitting there. The Bible said they found him in his right mind. And I believe he was singing, "Thank God I'm free. Free, 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 free." But you can go anywhere else and you can see the word "free," but you'll find a lot of small print that whatever they got really ain't that free. But I'm glad that God ain't got no small print. He's got it all written in the same way. Now it takes a way to access it. It takes the Spirit. And the Bible says where the Spirit is, the freedom is, the liberty is there. And liberty is freedom. That's what it is. There's a woman came to the well one time. The Bible says Jesus said, "I must needs." He had some freedom he's needing to give away. So I must needs to go by. The woman came out to the well. The condition that she was in her life, probably being looked up on, down. Nobody probably didn't want to be around her. But I'm glad that there's a man came by one day that when he started talking about the water, she said, "You ain't got nothing to draw with." He said, "That which I have, I give unto you." And the Bible said after he got through speaking to her that she didn't even take her pot, but she run back to the city. And I believe that's what she was saying. Free, 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 free. You say, "Well, how does that mean?" Somebody noticed there's a difference than when she left and when she came back. You might not believe it, but if you ever come face to face, soul to soul with Jesus, you will look at things different. And you will be different. Even if you accept him or not, you will be different. But everybody don't accept the freedom. His rich young ruler one time came to him. Said, "What must I do?" Jesus told him about the Ten Commandments. "Oh, I done all that." Well, what he was trying to really say is, "I was bound by this." But Jesus was trying to free him up. He said, "Okay, now sell all you have, distribute amongst the poor. And just take your cross up and follow me. And you can be free from all this." But he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. But I'm so glad that there was a day come in my life. I didn't realize I was bound until I realized I didn't have the Spirit. Now, there have been times in my life where I have bound myself and not been able to receive everything that God would like to give to me because what I've took up on myself. But I do thank God that there's a song, I think Sister Rhonda was singing every once in a while, "There've been a few times that I have been totally free with the Spirit." And it makes a difference. I'm a hard person about looking at people and thinking, "Well, that one ain't going to amount to much or nothing." But people choose jobs that thinks that they're going to be in charge of stuff. The Bible says there's a man named Zacchaeus one time. Said he heard the Lord was going to come into town. Now, we know what Zacchaeus' job was. We all mad at these tax collectors. Well, these here, they would take the taxes, but they would add on so that they could have something other. They would steal from people. I'll just say it that way. But I'm glad that there was something on his side of Zacchaeus when he heard that Jesus was coming to town, that they were stirring up, that says, you ain't as free as you think you are. The Bible says that when he came, the crowd was so thick, and the Bible says he was short of stature. But the Bible says he ran ahead. Sometimes you got to just run ahead of some things to get to where you're going to know that you can see the freedom that's coming. Sometimes we look out amongst the crowd and we say, well, there's no use to it this time. I'll wait till they thin out. The woman that had the issue of blood, carried it around for 12 years, it said. She had to press through the crowd. But I'm glad that that thing that was keeping her bound, that thing that was keeping him bound, that they were so much wanting the freedom that God and Jesus had to provide, that they didn't say, I'll just wait till next time. There's a category that we all fall in. We all have some boundness in our life. And sometimes we just can't say, free, 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 free. But I'm glad that which God sets free, it's free indeed. That on the inside of me, now, I don't want you to get me wrong. I ain't telling you that a Christian can get saved and go do exactly what he wants to, how long he wants to do it, and when he wants to do it. But I'm telling you this, that if he's really got it, something other on the inside of him, something on the inside, that free part of it has always told me, don't do that. Don't do that. And it has a magnetic reaction to the Lord. As I'll just tell you, it'll bring it back. Now, I ain't going to tell you here that everybody that's saved is ever going to come back to church again before they die. But there's going to be something on the inside of them that's going to say, that's far enough. You see, I am free, but not free to do what I want to. Well, I'm going to take that back. If my want to's is in the direction of the Lord, I am free to do what I want to. I am not free to choose to go outside of His way of doing things. But every one of us in our life has got something, or somewhere, or sometime in it, that we have bound ourselves down. And it's time that we come back to the Lord and claim the freedom that we can start testifying of we're free. Free, 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 free. You see, all these product things that people come up, slogans, they think they just come up with it. Well, I'm going to tell you, you can find it everywhere in the Bible. Not maybe in them phrases and the ways, but I think it was over where Solomon wrote, there's nothing new under the sun. We didn't create nothing. We ain't fixed nothing. He's already fixed it. He already knows how to do things. We just have to give it to Him. And there's people out there that does want to stop it. That blind man heard that Jesus was coming. He told him, he hollered for him. He said, Son of David, have mercy on me. You know what? He's wanting to be free of the blindness that he had. They said, hey, look, keep it down. Let's don't disturb nobody. Let's don't cause no ripples. Let's leave. But I'm glad that way down deep, there was such a freedom that he was wanting that the Bible said he cried even a louder. The one that was born blind at birth. At the end of it there, they said, you tell us what happened. He told them two or three times. He even told them again. He said, if I tell you again, you're going to be their disciples. Made them mad. They said, well, he's a sinner. He said, well, sinner or no, I don't know. He said, but I know this one thing. Once I was blind, but now I see. I'm free. Free, free, free. free, free. And if you ever get home and you see that commercial, don't think I'm advertising for it, because I'm not. But that don't mean God can't work through whatever He wants to work through to get a message to us. We can live in freedom. But I'm going to tell you this, and a lot of people don't like this. They are requirements in this book to living in freedom. Have I always been there? No. I still got a ways to go too, be honest with you. But I'm glad I've got something other on the inside that ain't never left me. I think Brother Danny was talking about, and I was thinking about whenever he was talking, speaking up here, and he used the words hold fast. I'll say this and I'll be done. Watched a movie one time, this old big ship back in the old days, storm a coming, people wants to get scared and jump off and all this. There's an old man on there that couldn't talk, and the young man, he was getting scared, and he looked at me and said, "What do I do?" And he held his arms up like this, and he had written on his knuckles, H-O-L-D-F-A-S-T, hold fast. He couldn't tell him, but he could get the message to him. So sometimes it's going to get rough, rocky. If we'll hold fast, we'll have the freedom. I appreciate being here.